Greetings and welcome back to another edition of the 5-Minute Audio Dvar Torah. This week's Parsha is Parshat Beshalach. Parshat Beshalach falls out on Shabbos. This Shabbos is Tu Bishvat. Tu Bishvat, anecdotally, begins a series of time where every 2 weeks we have some form of celebration. We go from Tu Bishvat to Rosh Chodesh Adar, and then 2 weeks later, to the 15th of the month, we have Purim, then we have Rosh Chodesh Nisan, then we have 15 days later, we have Pesach, then we have Rosh Chodesh Iyar, then we have Pesach Sheni, then we have the next Rosh Chodesh, then we have Lag BaOmer, then Shavuos. It is a tremendous time of spiritual upliftment beginning tomorrow, this coming Shabbos, Shabbos Tu Bishvat, and we wish all a Tu Bishvat Sameach. I'd like to discuss with you an aspect of Parshat Beshalach from the beginning of the Parsha, where the Pasuk says, Vayikach Moshe et Atzmot Yosef Imo, that Moshe Rabbeinu went ahead and took the bones or the remains of Yosef with him to Eretz Yisrael to fulfill what Yosef had asked to be done in order to for him to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. And while this seems to be a little detail, it is heavily commentated upon. Chazal discuss how it is that while Bnei Yisrael were plundering Mitzrayim and taking all of the gold and the silver from all of the Egyptians, Moshe Rabbeinu was doing something which was more spiritual, and he was doing what is called Chesed Shel Emet. He was taking care of someone, namely Yosef HaTzadik, without any reward in return. Chesed Shel Emet is when you do something, the classic Chesed Shel Emet is when you do something for a dead person without any intent or desire for reciprocal reward. And here, even though it would appear that there is a difference between materialism and spirituality, that Moshe Rabbeinu went for the spiritual mode, whereas the rest of Bnei Israel were, if you will, glomming on to the materialistic wealth and treasures of Mitzrayim, one would perhaps be remiss if he were to forget that, in fact, Bizat Mitzrayim was a mitzvah commanded by Hashem himself. That Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu in last week's parsha, Daber Na Be'ozenei Yisrael, that Bnei Yisrael should ask of their Mitzrayim neighbors for all of their gold and their silver, and they would take all of their material goods. So in fact, this was a mitzvah too. So if Bnei Yisrael were delving into a mitzvah, why is that considered to be something lesser material if Moshe Rabbeinu, as opposed to Moshe Rabbeinu, who was also dealing with a mitzvah? So I heard this week at the Young Israel of Boca Raton, no less, in a Dvar Torah between Mincha and Maariv, that this goes to show us that how much we have the ability to make a decision between doing a mitzvah and an avera. If obviously, if there is a choice between doing a mitzvah and avera, one should only do the mitzvah. However, if we are going to have something which is even more finely tuned, and that is between a mitzvah which deals with materialism and a mitzvah which deals with strictly and solely and exclusively spiritualism, then how much finer and on what a greater level it would be if we would only choose the mitzvah which deals with the spirituality. Of course, on a Hasidic side, it does the pasuk which says "Vayikach Moshe et Atzmut Yosef Imo." We can understand that Moshe Rabbeinu took the Atzmut of Yosef. The Atzmut meaning the essence or the main character traits of Yosef, whom we call Yosef HaTzadik. That Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to, if you will, incorporate the greatness of Yosef into himself as well to make himself even only greater. But the overall lesson to be learned here is that when there is a choice between materialism and spirituality, it should be spirituality that carries the day. And while the overlaying theme of this week's parsha is emuna, as we see by the Kriyat Yamsuf and towards the end with the Milchama of Amalek, where it says by Moshe Rabbeinu v'hi yadav emuna ad bo hashemesh, we can also learn that it is this emuna that if we were to take the spirituality as opposed to the materialism, God will reward us as He rewarded Bnei Israel in the Midbar by raining upon them the man which came dvar yom biyomo every day, so that Bnei Israel would believe that tomorrow Hashem will bring for them what they need again. And with this, I wish everyone a very good Shabbos and a very happy Tu Bishvat Higia Chag La'ilanot.